It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you everything you need to know about what's going on in the music world. I'm Jay Gabler. Today is Wednesday, August 22nd.
And this is Jade. And coming up, I've got a story about a 46-year-old song that's never been heard. But if you're vain, you probably think it's about you.
We have such a hot episode today. There's just so much electricity on the airwaves, on the pod waves, on the internet today, because I also have a story about a late musician whose professional life encompassed just about every fantasy you might have about the perfect guy, at least in the 50s.
Wow, Jay, all right. I feel like you're seeing into my soul right now, but we should probably get into the quick hits.
Nicki Minaj has pulled the plug on a planned North American tour with Future.
She's been creating some beef with a number of people. Does this have anything to do with that?
Not officially, right? So you're referring to her beef with, well, among other parties, Spotify. She complained about her album not doing as well as she had hoped on its release and only hit number 2 instead of number 1. But anyway, she had this big tour planned with Future. It was going to launch September 21st, big North American tour, and they have postponed it until next May, but they haven't announced rescheduled dates. So they're pushing it back. Future is no longer on the bill. And you've seen this kind of thing before. I remember Iggy Azalea had to cancel a tour. And similarly, the organizers said, well, in this case, they're saying they need to reevaluate elements of the production. But of course, rumors swirl that ticket sales are not what promoters had hoped.
Yeah, I was seeing like 1,000 to 3,000 for 20,000 sort of stadium shows. So you never know with those things, though. There's always rumors of low ticket sales, even with Taylor Swift, and then it ended up being sellout and she made a lot of money. So we'll have to wait and see.
So yesterday, country star Gretchen Wilson was arrested and charged with breach of peace at an airport in Connecticut.
How was she breaching the peace?
It's a little mysterious, but she was on a plane. She was heading to Connecticut to perform a private show at the nearby Mohegan Sun Casino. And according to a police report, she, quote, became belligerent toward the troopers and caused a disturbance.
Yep, that'll do it.
So we don't know too much more about the incident right now, but the singer most famous for Redneck Woman, Grammy winner, has been arrested in Connecticut. So J.J. Abrams, filmmaker, sometime musician, runs a production company called Bad Robot, and he has now launched a record label called Loud Robot.
Okay, if you know anything about J.J. Abrams, you know that he created Lost, and you know that he's done some Star Wars. You might not know that he created Felicity, because it seems like such an outlier until you get the very last episodes where she goes back in time, and it's a very weird and strange and trippy thing. So now I'm kind of intrigued, because there's always been great music for all of his shows that he's been involved with.
Yeah, so it sounds like this new label is going to collaborate with the production company to place music in these films, TV shows, video games, which makes a lot of sense. If you have a strong sense of what kind of music you want in your productions, to control the label side of things as well. And of course, J.J. Abrams has his own musical credentials. Among other activities, he co-wrote the music for the cantina scene in The Force Awakens, the Star Wars movie he directed a few years ago, and co-wrote it with none other than Lin-Manuel Miranda. Ujabba.
All right, so I want to take us back in time, Jay. It's November 1972. Carly Simon puts out her third album. This is the one that sort of solidifies her as a pop star. It's called No Secrets. And what is its breakout hit? You're So Vain. It came out, it went to number one, and all of a sudden rumors started swirling. Who's that singing backup? Who is that vain person? Well, it turned out that Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones contributed the uncredited background vocals that they recorded during that session. And why am I bringing this up now, 46 years later or so? Well, apparently around that exact same time, they worked on another song, and this time it was Mick Jagger taking lead and Carly Simon sort of working on the harmonies. And the song is apparently called Fragile, and the story is that it was never heard in public before. So the deal with this is that this guy, Matt Lee, he's a big Rolling Stones fanatic, somehow got this tape, which it should be noted, Carly Simon, just like 2 years ago, was talking to Rolling Stone magazine and said that she thought the tape had been lost. So it was recorded during this session where they have some like raw electricity bubbling between them. You can kind of hear it in You're So Vain, but apparently you can hear it more in this song, Fragile. And she said the recordings have been lost for decades. And she even sang a line that said, funny, 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 how love can make you cry or change. So anyways, this guy, Matt Lee, has it. We can't hear it yet. That raw electricity, that sexual tension cannot be released into the world quite yet. But he said he actually sent a digital copy to Rolling Stone magazine because he wanted it to go to Carly Simon. And he said, I'm not doing this for money. I'm a collector.
Okay, so that multi-talented man I was referencing at the top of the episode, his name is Don Cherry.
You said he would fulfill some sort of fantasy of mine if I were to be in the 1950s?
Whatever that fantasy might be, just about, because he excelled at least three different occupations. So number one, music. This is music news. And he had a top 10 hit in 1955, a collaboration with Ray Conniff called Band of Gold, not to be confused with the Frida Payne hit in later years. So even if after all this, you think, I just don't think I know this guy, cool though he sounds, well, you might still have heard him if you're a fan of the show Mad Men, because in the first scene of the first episode of that show, you hear Don Cherry singing Band of Gold.
A simple little band of gold to prove that you are mine.
Also happened to be a really, really excellent amateur golfer.
Okay.
And by really excellent, I don't just mean like he impressed his fans on the tee. He was actually a strong enough amateur golfer to do well in amateur tournaments. And if you do really well at the amateur level, you can play in pro tournaments. So he played in a bunch of major tournaments. In the 1960 U.S. Open, he finished 4 strokes behind Arnold Palmer.
Whoa. All right. So I get it. Golfer, singer.
But the gig that actually made Don Cherry the most money over the course of his career was voicing ads for Mr. Clean in the 1950s and the 1960s. And not everybody may have a thing for Mr. Clean, but, you know,
bald, shiny head. How can you go wrong?
Gets the job done. Apparently, over the course of the years, Don Cherry made about $800,000 from residuals on these ads. Ironic, though, it may be that for being an ads about a cleaning solution, you make money on residuals. That's fine.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr.
So today's viral clip is a new music video for a Prince song that features images and footage from the Spike Lee movie Black Klansman. So this new Prince recording, Mary Don't You Weep, actually plays over the closing credits of this new Spike Lee movie. And Spike Lee has assembled footage and images from the movie to serve as the official music video for this song.
Yeah, and this is such a movie and a song, too. It's an old spiritual. But it's great that people are actually gaining a chance to hear this, because Prince and the organization kind of behind him that controls his music doesn't typically let his music out, especially for commercial purposes.
Yeah, and obviously this is a very special film. It's based on the true story of an African-American policeman who infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan. It's an astonishing story. And it's also a very powerful movie with a very powerful ending, and then to have this Prince song come in. So yeah, so this is actually one of the recordings from the vault that are starting to come out now. There's a whole tape of home recordings that Prince made at his professional studio, but in his home, in his literally purple house that he was living in Chanhassen, Minnesota, in 1983, he sat down at the piano and recorded a bunch of songs, mostly his original songs, but also a traditional song like Mary Don't You Weep. And this whole tape is going to come out on September 21st as an album called Piano and a Microphone, 1983.
Mary, don't you weep. Oh, mother, don't you bow.
And that's today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Reed. You can read more about all these stories, see that Spike Lee video over at thecurrent.org. And we'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.